All right, folks, here's some of the leftovers and some great music inspired by this past week's Fly With Your Shadow. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm Lynn Jackson. I'm a singer-songwriter from Kitchener, Ontario. I've been doing this crazy thing for about 20 years now. I've put out 11 albums. And we're talking today about Palm Cloud. He was a big influence on me in the early days. And over the years, I got to know him and we became friends.
Okay, one other thing I want to know, what is your favorite Paul song, and maybe one of the favorite covers that he did as well?
I really love the song Money. Like I said, from Bright Eyes Fade. I don't really know. It's just kind of, it's almost like a lefty anti-commerce song. Like everybody's blinded by making money and they kind of lose sight of the real things in life that are important, and I've always agreed with that. And you know, he would play that in Guelph and the crowd would go wild. it's such a catchy, such a great song. It's like a kind of like a call to arms for, you know, anti-commercialism, anti-commerce, just doing your thing. So I really like that song quite a lot. I really, really liked Cruelty. I really like Cruelty and Giants. And as for cover songs, like I said, The Spirit of Radio was amazing. I'm not even a Rush fan. I'm still not a Rush fan, but I still loved it when he played that song. And I really like, I think it's by The Who, I am one. It's like a finger picking song. There is a video up online. It's a bit noisy though, but it seems like, I think Pete Townsend wrote it. I'm not positive, but he was a big Pete Townsend fan, obviously. And it's just a really fragile, personal song. And he could do that. I've seen him play the Ace of Spades and with the growly voice for a bunch of bikers in Guelph. It was amazing. And then he can turn around and he can play like Behind Blue Eyes or I Am One. Or he could play Venus as a Boy by Bjork, which is really cool to see a guy do that. You know, like, or Ray of Light. He did a fantastic job. And you'd never think, he had a really great range in his voice. And as you can hear on Rectify and some of those early songs, the kind of crystal clear, higher pitched voice that he could do. But he could also sing Soundgarden. So he is amazing, just very versatile. So I don't know. It was just kind of the fun in going to watch him regularly was you never knew what song he was going to pull out. And he could do the rockers and he could do like Fly By Night. I think that was one he did regularly. And yeah, the rockers to the really fragile acoustic picking stuff. Just, yeah. And everybody was with him like the whole way. Except for the odd heckler that he would just cut down really quickly and it would be over. And the guy would pretty much leave. he had such a legacy, and we've got those songs and we've got those memories, the people that knew him, and they're treasures.
I won't go to school no more. I won't waste my time. It's not what I was put here for. I won't stand in line and buy a house in the suburbs with you, where everyone's blue from living like they just don't care. Oh, the last thing we need is more dead people there. And slum with me until another day down here in this rut. Left stranded on a closed highway, slave all day for what, a little piece of an oversettled land to enjoy at the end of an overworked and unsettled life. Half the days in between but wait on a step once so light.
Mark Logan, I Saw Records. I also have a label, Busted Flat Records, that releases brilliant albums by mainly Canadian artists. Paul McLeod was one of them.
The other thing I'm asking everybody, do you have a favorite Paul song and maybe a favorite cover that he did?
Well, the thing I liked the most, I mean, there's so many covers, but the thing I liked the most when I didn't know him was Black Boys on Mopeds, because I thought he did a beautiful job of that. And I didn't know him really well at the time. And that always struck me. And then I'd always get him to play Cruelty whenever he was open to requests.
Is there a reason why that song stuck out to you? Is one that you wanted to hear?
No, I don't know. The composition I thought was great. He didn't play it a lot, so it was always nice when I'd throw it out there and he'd actually do it. Because you could also get, "Hey, I'm not a jukebox." You just never know. But that was pretty much all of Bright Eyes Fade, I think, is great song after great song. But Cruelty was one that always stuck out, because the other thing too is everyone, like when he'd play out, everyone would ask for covers. It was very rare that somebody would say, "Hey man, can you play Annalisa?" So, you know, having somebody request one of his songs, I think always pleased him. And he was usually pretty open to playing anything that he wrote that somebody asked for. Because, you know, sometimes he'd be in the mood to play his songs. So you'd get a set that was Paul heavy, not cover heavy, which was always a really cool, you know, cool night. But I don't know. I mean, it's not a huge body of work, but I think it holds up really well.
The fabric.
took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and her roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Young mother down Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on no kids. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief.
My name is Jason Schneider, and currently I run Jason Schneider Media. Previous to that, I was a music journalist for Exclaim and many other publications.
Do you have a favorite Paul song and maybe a favorite cover that he did?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess I'd have to say Giants. I mean, I probably can't even put a number on the amount of times that I heard him play that song, but I never got sick of it. It's just such an inspiring tune, and he always sang it so well, and he never seemed to get sick of it either. Yeah, covers, man. Yeah, he did so many amazing covers. He could literally play anything and make it sound like his own. I'm trying to pick out one off the top of my head. For some reason, I'm thinking of he did a great version of Soundgarden's. Blow Up the Outside World.
I'm pretty sure that was a Soundgarden tune he covered, but yeah, I remember that. That was always a, well, I was really into Soundgarden at the time. So to hear, you know, a lone single guy with a guitar play a Soundgarden cover and make it sound as good as the original was just, you know, that was completely mind blowing. So.
Yeah, it's just amazing to hear all these different covers that he did, from you know, Bruce Coburn to Soundgarden to Rush and all these things in between. It just it must have been something to see these shows where you could jump between those things.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, yeah, the other one I should probably mention too is that you know, Paul loved the Who, and well, he loved Pete Townsend, and yeah, that was another, you know, we really bonded over that. And yeah, one of Paul's favorite Who covers was I'm One from Quadrophenia. And yeah, I always felt when he played that one, I always felt that there was he had a real deep connection with that song. Probably that whole album too, Quadrophenia. I'm sure that really, you know, was a reflection of a lot of what he was feeling. But yeah, whenever he played I'm One, I always got a little choked up. Yeah.
Change it. Skydiggers, and that's been going on for about 33, 34 years now. Before that, I sang with Andrew Cash, and coming out of university, out of McMaster in Hamilton, Ontario, I played in a band called Directive 17 with a K. And we were, we loved the jam, and we loved, you know, all the kind of the three piece with a vocalist acts that were going on at that time, like Psychedelic Furs and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's been an amazing journey.
All right, one more thing I'm asking everybody: do you have a personal favorite song by Paul and one of the covers that he did that meant something to you or that you liked the most, and why?
Well, I would say Broken Wing, just because it's to me it's like such a great hook. I just can't fly like an angel on this broken wing, and it sounds great, which and it has meaning to it. It's a great song, and for years, you know, in an encore, you know, Paul would sing Biloxi, a Jesse Winchester song, and at the end of the song, he would basically go up the octave, and the sky is red from off towards New Orleans, and when he would sing that, it would, you know, it would just about make you collapse. Because it was so passionate and it was just amazing. So just awesome. Just awesome. And like I said, I mean, Black Boys on Moog Pads was a pretty darn good cover too. Yeah. And there was I'm drawing a blank on the song, but it was from now I'm drawing a blank on the group. It was two guys, Mike O'Neill, the Inbreds. Yes. Yeah. There was an Inbred song that he used to do. That was pretty, pretty killer too. Yeah. I'll have to look at, is it Hilario? Something about animals in a zoo or something. Hilario is the album produced by Dave Clark, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Now there's a song that he used to do. Yeah. Yeah. And he had, you know, I'm glossing over Paul's great songs, but he had a lot of great songs.
Down around Biloxi, the girls are swimming in the sea. Oh, they look like sisters in the ocean. The boy will fill his pail with salted water, and the storms will blow from off towards New Orleans. The sun shines on Biloxi, the air is filled with vapors from the sea, and the boy will dig a pool beside the ocean. He sees creatures from a dream on the water, and the sun will set from off towards New Orleans.
Really want to thank those great folks for appearing on the show. That was Andy Mays off the end there. He requested or suggested Broken Wing from Paul's album Close and Play, and Jesse Winchester's Biloxi, which Paul did an amazing, amazing job of. You can hear it on the There and Back record by Skydiggers, and you can hear a bunch of that on Fly With Your Shadow. But I thought I'd play the original in these. Before Andy, we heard from Jason Schneider, and Jason Schneider suggested the song Giants. Now, we normally play the version off of Tell the Band to Go Home, of course, but I thought I'd play you the Close and Play version, produced by Hawksley Workman. And I also played Soundgarden. It's not very often I get to play Soundgarden on the show, but I got to admit, I kind of love Soundgarden. Blow Up the Outside World from Down on the Upside. Good to have an excuse to play that one. We also heard in there from Mark Logan of Busted Flat Records. Busted Flat Records, of course, has been a friend to this show and a source of lifeblood, for that matter, probably since the beginning. Of course, Brock Zeman and Shannon Lyon and so many others. Matt Anderson has released records there, and Lynn Jackson, of course. It's just an amazing label. Mark's always been a great supporter. So glad to have him on the show. We heard Cruelty there again, another one that I always play from Tell the Band to Go Home, but, played you the Close and Play version there. And, Sinead O'Connor, we play that cover a lot.
of Paul's from Tell the Band to Go Home, but we played you the original there, Black Boys on Mopeds from I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. And the first guest you heard from in there was Lynn Jackson, and she suggested the song Money from Bright Eyes Fade, and The Who with I'm One from Quadrophenia. What a beauty. Now, Lynn, besides being a friend of Paul's, she wrote a song with him and was a good friend in many ways. Her 2017 album, Follow That Fire, is dedicated to Paul, and she has a couple of songs about him on that record, and one of them features Andy Mace. So why don't we slip those in here as well? You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and I thank you for doing so.
Wish you were still around. For comic relief, no one pushes me but me. Beginnings and endings and in-betweens. Oh, but everything now is real as it seems. My mind
Till the day they lay me down.
Do you even care what it's like to sit and listen to you? All the shit you talk, all the anger I'm through. It won't be too soon before I ever see. Can't hold
That right there was Paul McLeod with Down in the Street from Bright Eyes Fade. Before that, a couple from the Skydiggers. We heard See You Again featuring Paul from Bittersweet Harmony and Andy May's Acapulco with Those Memories from There and Back. I thought that was a fitting little thing to slip in there. And a couple from Lynn Jackson from her album Follow That Fire. We heard Meet Me in the City featuring Andy May's and Random Breakdowns, False Starts, and New Beginnings. Thanks for being here. Please check out flywithyourshadow.com for more of that show, and join us again here next week for more Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks, friends.